This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, Now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI. Let's talk about how design and inclusion impacts the workplace. 89% of Americans who recently quit a job or plan to quit cited burnout as the reason, according to a survey done by Cengage. That's a staggering number, but maybe not surprising. There are a lot of expectations put on employees, especially in a world where you can be connected to work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Kelly Braun Johnson is a workplace accessibility specialist and the founder of Completely Inclusive. Hey, good morning, Kelly.
Hi, good morning, Dave.
So, Kelly, how often do you find that clients, colleagues, friends, or family are talking to you about burnout they feel at work?
Strangely, not enough. I mean, honestly, and not that I want people to be suffering from burnout, but there's still such a huge stigma in the workplace. And I've seen places where, you know, taking a mental health leave of absence becomes more normalized than it is to prevent it from happening and questioning the conditions that put people in that in the first place.
I suspect that being connected to work via email, cell phones, et cetera, contributes to burnout. But why do you think it's on the rise?
So first of all, you know, I think technology is great. I will never, ever speak against technology or even social media. The same smartphone that you use to call your mom is the same one that you can call your boss with, right? So they can be good or bad. But so it's about finding that balance, right? A lot of people, I think, especially before the pandemic or even when we started getting into it, they weren't used to working from home. And so when your kitchen is your office or your bedroom is also your office, the lines between work and home life become blurred. And then people would just kind of stay logged into work because they said, well, what else am I going to do? We can't go out. But at the same time, work can serve as a distraction, right? It can serve as a grounding force when everything around us is unpredictable and falling apart. We didn't always know if we could get toilet paper at the store, but we could always log into work, right? There's always more to do. And so I'm not saying it's a healthy coping mechanism, but it's a real issue and it's a real thing that people do. And then bosses were also trying to maintain productivity levels, right? Because they were stressed out and want to be in control. And then we combine that with not being able to go on vacation, and it's a perfect storm for a burnout.
Is there a particular kind of burnout that employees with disabilities may face?
So for sure, there's even before the pandemic too. I mean, again, there's a particular burnout when people try to hide or mask their condition at work. And there's a lot of reasons that people do this. You know, of course, they don't want to lose their job if somebody finds out. I don't know if you've heard of autistic burnout, which is not specific to the workplace. It can just happen just from trying to kind of mask in society. But I think it's important that employers understand that when we're creating a workplace where difference is not embraced, where people fear being discriminated for their disability, this comes at such a huge cost emotionally, spiritually, physically. And these are your employees that are pushing themselves mentally and physically to be present, even if they're in pain or they're sick. And that can lead to exhaustion and burnout.
Kelly, what can a company do to mitigate or even more importantly, prevent burnout amongst employees?
I think we really do need to be working more on the prevention side. We should build better awareness in the workplace so that people understand what's happening to them. You know, even in this short time I'm talking to you, I've said words like burnout and exhaustion, but I haven't even described what that is. But so in the workplace, we need to have kind of trainings or screenings, just a simple 10-question screening that somebody can do on the website, anonymous, of course. That could help them understand the signs of burnout, the signs of depression as well. Examples of self-care, again, I'm using these words, but you know, what does that really mean? Self-care is not just about having a bubble bath and eating chocolate, right? It's, it has to be something that's going to be rejuvenating for an individual, right? And whatever works for them, and has to be a routine that works for prevention for them. So it's about creating this culture of acceptance and embracing the difference, so that you can take a mental health day. That should be encouraged. You know, employees shouldn't be working in fear of discrimination. And I've worked at places where bosses, you know, went and tapped somebody on the shoulder, noticed they were having a hard time, and said, you know, you should just go home. But I've also worked at a place where I was calling in, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning from the hospital emergency room. And my boss said, well, what time are you going to come back in tomorrow morning? So which kind of workplace do you want to create? Yeah. Right.
Yeah. So along those lines, really outside of a culture, there's only so much an employee can do to prevent themselves from going through a burnout. But do you have any suggestions on what employees themselves could do?
We really need to set limits, I find, and that's something that works really great for me. But setting limits on your phone or social media use, setting those boundaries around not taking work calls after a certain time. Know the signs, again, that taking 5 minutes a day for yourself, but also looking at the signs of burnout that are approaching if they start to feel these things. So if you're feeling exhausted and every single task feels like it's just draining you. If you feel like you're working and you're being productive, but it's like you're spinning your wheels and it's still not enough, you're not getting anywhere. If you're feeling irritable and you're getting into petty arguments with yourself, being more critical, getting into arguments on social media, those three are like really particular signs. And it's a combo that shows you that you're on your way towards burnout if you don't stop it. And what's even, I guess, more serious is that can turn into a full depression. So as much as possible, once you start to see those smaller signs, reach out for support. You have to start, you know, see if you can lighten your workload. If you have the option of counseling through your workplace, talk to friends. And it's also important that people don't blame themselves. This is a really human stress response. It's a perfectly human thing to happen. But it's not about being strong or weak. It's not a moral failing. It's really something that you can get out of. And it's the more proactive you are, the faster you notice it and try to do something, the faster you can actually get out of it.
Mm. Hey, Kelly, thank you for your insight on this. We really appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.